90.3 KMBA and a nice fun set of music that started out with Ani DeFranco, even more from her new disc, Binary. I Wanna Rue You, classic Van Morrison from Tupelo Honey, solo Margaret Glasby, Matt Pond, PA, and finishing up the set with recent Morning Line visitors, Anchorage visitors, the Ballroom Thieves from A Wolf in the Doorway, in the track Archers, which is also timely, as you'll see in just a second, 8:25. It is the Morning Line program for Friday, TGIF. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheiflick, and welcome to the Our Community segment. KMBN knows our listeners love to be informed about what's happening in our community, and before we get to our archery-related topic, I'd like to highlight a couple of events that are near and dear to the Native community. Of course, we have a lot of veterans in the Native community, and so Veterans Day is coming up on the 11th of November. And so tomorrow is the Veterans Parade. The 3rd Annual Anchorage Veterans Day Parade is Saturday, November 4th. The parade starts at 11 on the Delaney Park Strip. And just want to let people know that it's a touch early from what you might be expecting, as well as you may want to get down there early because the Delaney Park Strip, of course, has a sort of limited amount of parking, and you might want to get your favorite spot. Kind of like the one next to the big statue. Anyway, there's another veterans-related item on the list here. East High School Choir is in need of a piano, and they're launching a fundraising campaign with a Veterans Day concert on Saturday, November 11th at 7 p.m. in the East Auditorium. Well, we've got a guest in the studio who's going to be talking about a little bit of archery, but also we're kind of looking forward to different things happening, and I hear you just got done with a mushroom fair or mushroom workshop. Our guest is Hollis Mickey from the Anchorage Museum. She's the Director of Learning and Engagement. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Urban Homesteading 101, that's an interesting title.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad to be here speaking about urban homesteading. It's a workshop and class series we have at the Anchorage Museum. We started last spring with this class and workshop series, and it's been a really wonderful experience for me personally and a great success. We do these workshops that engage with traditional knowledge and historical practices, connecting them to our collection and exhibitions. So we might do something like look at Athabascan knives and then learn about skinning and gutting a chicken. We did that in one of our sessions. So looking at objects that we have and making connections to contemporary practice. So it's been really wonderful, a hands-on experience for myself as well as the participants in the workshop. So it's been a pleasure to be a part of organizing.
And so some of the topics are pretty, you kind of think about, is this like a survival topic? Like fire and wood coming up in December or bows and arrows coming up next week?
Definitely. So we think a lot about the interests of our community and bows and arrows, and thinking about hunting is definitely a part of life here in Alaska. So thinking about those Alaskan life ways. So coming up next week, our bows and arrows class will look at objects in the collection, so bows and arrows that we have that are really unique objects. And then the Cook Inlet archers will be sharing their knowledge about traditional archery practices, and then we'll have some hands-on opportunities to learn from them. And then again in December, as you highlighted, sort of this notion of Alaskan life ways, some of these ways that we live and survive here in Alaska, looking at fire and wood. So we'll learn about how to chop and cure your wood, get it ready for the winter, because it's coming. We can feel it this morning with the fog. And then we'll also learn about how to do some exciting things with wood from Stacy Miller, who's the executive chef at McCarthy Lodge. She is going to be demonstrating some ideas about smoking as well as making things like birch flour. So it'll be a really unique experience to learn from a chef who's thought a lot about the resources of Alaska and how to use them in creative ways to add flavor to our food.
So not only some, like, you know, contemporary historical practices, but some kind of innovative ideas. I've never heard of birch flour before.
Yeah, I'm eager to learn about it myself. We're tracking down some birch for her, and so it should be a really exciting experience to learn, again, as you said, about these historical connections and innovative contemporary practices. You know, Alaskans, since time immemorial, have been innovating with the resources here. And so it's exciting to think about how that's been done in the past and how we're doing it in the present.
And so this archery one next week, that's 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday, the 9th. That's down there at the museum, and I can actually fire a bow at the museum?
Well, you'll just have to come and see.
Oh, okay.
Next Thursday, exactly all that we're learning. But yes, it's at 5:30. It's 2 hours, so it's short and sweet, an opportunity to learn a lot and get an introductory taste to bows and arrows and archery. And I think it's great for folks who are both very comfortable as archers or people who might even be bow hunters to learn a little bit more about historical context and traditional practices, or someone who's completely new to archery and doesn't know anything about it but is just curious.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It kind of reminds me of something that my father was telling me about archery. He's like, well, it's kind of silly to go after a moose when there's guns. You know, you got this bow. But on the other hand, it's a good practice in case someday we run out of bullets, right? So it's kind of like that's kind of this sort of like innovative, well, kind of embracing innovation, right? But still honoring tradition. So
definitely. And certainly thinking about bow hunting or archery, it's a different way of being in the world. You have to be very quiet. You have to be closer to the animal. And so we'll also get to talk just about what the possibilities of hunting with bows and arrows are and how we use those kinds of tools today and how they've been used in the past.
Well, thanks. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Urban homesteading is an ongoing class series at the museum, so be sure to check back on our calendar. In January, we'll start a class series that will run for multiple weeks on Tuesday nights. So do check back. We always have something exciting going on as a part of our Urban Homestead series.
Thanks so much. Our guest today has been Hollis Mackey, the Director of Learning and Engagement at the Anchorage Museum.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks so much, Hollis.
Thank you.
8:32, coming up, big star, Fugees, Tori Amos, and more.
La Santa Cecilia started their music career by serenading passersby on Los Angeles streets. Today, the Grammy Award winners perform passionate, high-energy shows from coast to coast. Experience this modern-day creative hybrid of Latin culture, rock, and world music. La Santa, Friday, November 10th at the Discovery Theater, presented by the Anchorage Concert Association. Tickets available at CenterTix and at anchorageconcerts.org.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, celebrating 40 years at Prudhoe Bay.
Native Americans have significantly less retirement income compared to other groups. That's the conclusion from the most recent information by the U.S. Social Security Administration. At the same time, there are many tribal and federal programs to help elders fill the void. Join us for a discussion on planning for retirement on the next Native America Calling.